family leader and the author of more than 20 books, including No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, an important new book that exposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Welcome to the What Really Happened radio show. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. And it is Monday, April 21st, 2014, the Monday after the Easter weekend. I hope you all had a good holiday. And we've got a lot of stuff to talk about today. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Sam is sitting in our control room ready to answer the phones when you call on in. Little bit of a program note. On Wednesday, we're going to have author Dahlia Mae Loughlin. Now, she sent me some of these children's books that her company are putting out. They're very well produced. They're probably not going to be allowed into the United States of America. The two I'm holding right now are called The People Who Refuse to Be Sheeple. It's written in rhyme. It's got really nice illustrations. It's a very well produced book. And the other one is The Great Monster Corn. And you can probably guess what the topics of these books are about. And these are the books parents ought to be sharing with their children to counteract all this Common Core propaganda in the state-controlled schools and so forth and so on. Now, for those of you who were watching last Saturday on America's Book of Secrets, The Gold Conspiracy, they did use a lot of my material. And I'm very pleased about that. I'm getting a lot of positive emails about that show. They're starting to strip these things almost continuously. The only downside is up until now, each week's episode was available for viewing for free on the History Channel website. As of this week, they're now restricting that, the YouTube version you have to pay for, or you have to log in to watch the video through your local cable TV's viewing interface. So they've made things a little bit more difficult and so forth and so on. But they're going to rerun it to death based on past behavior. They'll rerun this show over and over and over again. So if you're at all curious about what I look like and my wanted posters at the post office are out of date, you can always find it looking at your program schedule. Now, obviously, they're just finishing up here on this year's Boston Marathon. So far, nothing ugly has happened. Very, very, very tight security. And it's worth remembering that there is ample reason to believe that the bombing of last year's Boston Marathon was another U.S. false flag. And there's a new video that's been put up that we've linked to from whatreallyhappened.com that shows the Tsarnaev brothers leaving the area of the bombing still wearing their gray backpacks. Now, remember, the remains of the backpack that we see with the remains of the bomb is black with this little white patch on top. And photos of the people in the area show these craft, Blackwater, whatever they call themselves, tan pants, black jackets, and black backpacks, and the backpacks have the patch on it. And the same video that is showing the Tsarnaev brothers leaving the area with their backpacks is showing one of these Blackwater agents running out of the area without his black backpack, the one that exactly matches the backpack seen in the remains of the bomb. So it's another false flag. And we have to keep pointing these things out because sooner or later, this government's going to get the message. These kind of dirty tricks do not work any longer. And they'll stop doing it. Now, out at the Bundy Ranch, the war of words heated up. Harry Reid basically came out about the Bundys and everybody who supports them, saying, if they're patriots, we're in big trouble. And my response to that is, yes, Mr. Reed, we are patriots, and yes, you politicians are in big trouble. Remember, Thomas Jefferson wrote, it is the duty of the patriot to protect his country from its government, and that is what is going on right now. I'm sorry, that was Thomas Paine who said that. Thomas Jefferson said, dissent is the highest form of patriotism. So Mr. Reed seems to have a slightly warped view of patriotism, which is you do what the government tells you and that makes you a patriot. I don't think so. Now, we have been hearing rumblings all weekend long about an escalation in the federal presence in and around Las Vegas, and probably, you know, catching a bunch of nudie shows and doing some gambling. But Sheriff Mack is out there saying that his information is the feds are planning a new raid into the Bundy Ranch to just scrape him out of there by force, because by golly, Harry Reid needs that land to go to his illegal donor, Henry Whittemore, Harvey Whittemore, I think it is. And Harry Reid's son, Rory, needs that land to go to the solar power company. The Bureau of Land Management wants that land because they want to sell off the fracking leases, and the U.S. government needs that land to pledge as collateral for more out-of-control government borrowing. And by the way, this is turning into a major epidemic. Representatives of 9 Western states got together over the weekend to try and find some legal means to rein in the federal government, because we know the federal government is acting in violation of the Constitution with all of this land grabbing. Now, down along the border with Mexico, there's another ranch, and it's owned by a guy named John Ladd. And apparently his beef is with the Border Patrol, which is running through his land at will, cutting through fences, and apparently have even run over some of his cattle with their all-terrain vehicles. They must think it's fun. And there's a video by him linked to whatreallyhappened.com where he's driving around and saying, look, these fences are needed to keep the cattle on my property because he faces a liability issue. If the cattle get out and get up on the highway and they're hit by a car or truck, he can be sued by the operator owner of that vehicle for allowing the cow onto the land. And he says he's constantly having to drive around and reclose and relatch with strip ties the gates because the Border Patrol just cuts the locks off. Because in their view, it's really all their land and they can just go through any fence and any gate anytime they want. Now we're getting another story out in New Mexico. The U.S. Forest Service has seized the Diamond Bar Ranch, which is owned by the Laney family. They've had it since 1986. And according to the U.S. Forest Service, they're not entitled to use the grazing lands they have been paying for. And basically what is going on here is there was another government study that said the public lands cannot support this many cattle, and they imposed a new restriction on how many cattle could be grazed on the lands despite the paying of the grazing fees. The Laney family had something like 1,300 cattle out there grazing, and the U.S. Forest Service said, we can only have 300. And this is exactly the same trick they played on the Bundys. You know, we're still collecting the grazing fees, but you're only allowed to have a couple of hundred head of cattle on this very precious land to protect these turtles here. And the real goal here is they're trying to drive these ranchers out of business. So the ranch lands will be available to political cronies or used for collateralizing more government borrowing. This is going on all over the West. And 9 of the Western states are now getting together to say this has got to stop. Under the Enclave Clause of the Constitution, the federal government is not allowed to own land other than what is under federal buildings and military bases. They are prohibited from owning any other land in this country. And that was done specifically by the Founding Fathers to prevent the central government from simply cranking up the taxes, then using that tax money to buy the land away from the American people. This country was founded on the principle of Americans owning their own home and their own land and not having it all owned by the crown, which was the system they were fighting a revolution to be free of. Now, over in the eastern Ukraine, there was a declared truce over the Easter weekend that was violated in a firefight at a roadblock. Apparently, some 20 individuals with masks and hoods drove up and killed a bunch of people. Both sides are blaming the other. Personally, I think it was probably the Blackwater people. And they're just trying to keep the violence going to escalate the situation. Now, the mayor of Slavyansk has now formally asked Russia to send peacekeepers in the wake of that shooting. And by the way, there are now 10 cities in the eastern Ukraine that are seeking independence from the junta in Kiev. Meanwhile, Kiev is now demanding U.S. military support, boots on the ground. This thing is getting out of control. We'll be right back.
Have friends, family, co-workers that have lost their health insurance for treatment and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. Consider AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com. Heart bypass, valve replacement, six figures under U.S. prices. Hip or knee replacement? Some of the best cosmetic surgeons on the planet. AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com is honored to be associated with a highly internationally certified hospital serving 300,000 patients a year. Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuy.com and click on medical tours today. You could be on an operating table 72 hours from now.
What will you do without freedom? That's the question the American Freedom Party is asking as a high-tech surveillance state continues to be constructed in the one-time land of liberty. Through methodical gradualism over many years, the United States has been hollowed out economically and morally. The Republican Party is little more than a partner in crime to the open globalism and cultural Marxism of the Democrats. Both parties support the offshoring of American industry and jobs, open borders, endless wars of aggression all over the world, and slavish obedience to Israel and to the banksters and gangsters of Wall Street. The American Freedom Party is guided by the sole principle of supporting what's good for America and Americans. The American Freedom Party rejects the archaic liberal conservative paradigm in favor of an outspoken advocacy of freedom and liberty that rings true to America's traditional values and way of life. The hour is late, but America can yet survive and begin to thrive again if enough Americans act to regain their freedom. The alternative is too bleak to contemplate. Learn more about the American Freedom Party by going to AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us. That's AmericanFreedomPartyInfo.us.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S. For the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
What's really happened? Wouldn't you like to know? Tune in to Mike Vinciano, Philly and the Grey Show. Tired of the mainstream media lies. Listen to Mike when he opens your eyes. Tune in to Mike Vinciano, Philly and the Grey Show.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. Now, getting back to the situation in Ukraine, the Ukraine government is now claiming that the pro-Russian activists staged the shooting at the checkpoint in order to make Kiev look bad. Well, they hardly need to do that. Kiev already looks bad. They're an unelected government coup d'etat, And it's a huge political embarrassment for the United States of America. Because when the Maidan protesters were occupying government buildings in Kiev, the U.S. said, oh, this is democracy in action, and you should not use force against them. And now that pro-Russian activists are occupying government buildings in the eastern Ukraine, the U.S. is saying, no, they're terrorists. You have to crush them. Get them out of there. And the hypocrisy is on full display for everybody in the world to see. And realize that this is not about democracy. It's not about the people of the Ukraine. It's all about grabbing territory and grabbing wealth, shackling the Ukrainian people to that slave machine called the European Central Bank. Now, I want to remind everybody that last week it came out that the Donetsk letter to Jews saying that they had to register with the government or face a fine was a fake and a forgery. It was denounced not only by the guy whose signature appeared on it, but by a Jewish advocacy group in Ukraine, saying it's absolutely fake. And you know, if you use your common sense here, why would the government of Donetsk even do something like that, knowing it would provoke outrage and anger around the world? These are not stupid people. They're not going to do something like that. They need global public support for what they want to do, and they're not going to do something like that. And it was a fake and a fraud, and according to Press TV, hacktivists traced the phony letter source all the way to the New York offices of the ADL. So it's a fake and a forgery, but apparently Obama and Kerry are still raising on this busted flush, even though it's all over the alternative media. This thing was a fake. They're still out there screaming, all those Eastern Ukrainian people, they're anti-Semites and they're Nazis, and they're still trying to raise on that busted flush. All right, let's see. We're going to take a phone call. John in Barbados. Aloha, John. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, I'm Michael. Welcome to Monday. Yes, I was reading over the weekend about these Blackwater mercenaries operating in the, or whatever they are, Greystone. Apparently 12 have gone missing. According to Mr. Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, and this visit by the CIA director to Kiev was trying to sort out what really happened to these Greystone mercenaries. Mm-hmm. I wonder what your thoughts are on that.
Well, I would say it's quite possible these missing and unaccounted for mercenaries are the ones who shot up that checkpoint. Because obviously if you're doing that kind of a false flag, you don't want to be in communication with any kind of a chain of command. And I would say probably, yeah, these guys have been sort of broken away, splintered away from the main mercenary force, and they're out there getting ready to do things to try and make eastern Ukraine look bad. And following on the complete collapse of that Donetsk letter, now we're getting word that a synagogue in the Ukrainian city of Nikolaev has been firebombed. So they're still trying to push this whole thing that the eastern Ukrainians are all anti-Semites. And by the way, the word we're getting from Jews living in eastern Ukraine is there's never been a problem with anti-Semitism. Everybody just, you know, treats everybody else equally, and it's not a problem. They're trying to create this one out of thin air.
Well, it appears to be having an effect on the mainstream media, but if you look at the blogs in the newspaper and the news media, it's not fooling anybody. Absolutely nobody is convinced.
Yeah, and it's pretty absurd here, and we're starting to see more and more of these corporate media websites. They're now starting to block and ban comments. And they're trying to sell us the idea that, oh, you didn't want to hear all that nonsense from your fellow Americans. They're trying to go back to the model of a completely one-way communication media to catapult the propaganda forward, as George Bush was saying. But yeah, nobody's buying this. Nobody's believing any of this stuff. And again, if you step back and you do your common sense, just think for a moment from their point of view. Why would the new independence groups in eastern Ukraine hand out a pamphlet demanding Jews register or burn a synagogue, knowing it would destroy the popular support around the world they need to achieve their agenda? And the answer is they wouldn't do that. This is a false flag.
Well, looking at everything that's going on, the overuse now of anti-Semitism or anti-Semite, conspiracy theorist, or several other, popular put-downs of people who think for themselves seems to be having little or no effect now.
Well, I think the fact that all of these false flags in eastern Ukraine are all focused on Jews and anti-Semitism and everything is quite revealing to the extent to which the U.S. government has now been completely compromised. Although we know the Donetsk letter came out of the ADL's offices in New York, and of course, they're still obsessed with World War II and Holocaust and Hitler and Nazis and the rest of it. And so they're always going to be thinking in terms of how do we revive the memory of Hitler and the Holocaust to achieve our political ends. But, you know, we're a little more than half a century away from all that stuff. 90% of the people listening to this show weren't even alive back during World War II. And for them, it is ancient history. And everybody's wondering, why are we still recycling this time and time again? We're still getting movies out of the Hollywood studios every year, like Monuments Men. It's completely, you know, hasn't anything else of interest happened since the end of World War II that we could be making movies about?
Yeah, I mean, the overuse of the word terrorist now is completely discrediting the government. You know, that Monaco woman in the White House saying that even these little children who were being stubborn could be terrorists, you know.
Ridiculous. And of course, Harry Reid's out there saying that everybody defending the Bundy's constitutional rights, we're all terrorists too. And by overusing the word, they have absolutely destroyed its shock value. They did the same thing with anti-Semite. They've used it against so many people so often that it's worn off its shock value, and people are just saying, oh, okay, they're just whining again.
Yeah, to be honest, I mean, they're discrediting themselves, Michael. It's just...
They are. And apparently, I think they're aware it's happening, but they don't know what to do about it. This government has survived so long on lies, fraud, and deception. There's nobody in government who knows any other way to run the nation. And that's why they're just going to keep on doing this. And they're destroying what's left of their credibility until the point where the American people are going to stand up and say, look, this isn't even a functioning government anymore, let alone a legal constitutional one. And it's time to give them the old heave-ho, the way the Icelanders did.
Well, I remember the old George Bush statement about the rule of law, not the rule of the jungle. Unfortunately, it seems to be going the wrong way.
Very much so. I mean, we literally have become a two-tiered society where the law is something that is imposed upon we, the working people of America. But if you're above a certain level of wealth and power, you can do whatever you want and get away with it. And that is not what America was supposed to be. America is supposed to be a nation of laws that apply to everybody equally, on up to the president himself.
Yeah, well, apparently the Constitution is being systematically destroyed. The rule of law is...
They haven't destroyed it, they're just ignoring it, and we have to remind them that only when they obey the Constitution are they a legitimate government. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. And Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas, yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And by the way, there's a wonderful music video that goes to that song. And, of course, the author of the song was very kind in giving us permission to use a clip for our bump music. But the video is worth looking at, and it's currently linked to the front page of whatreallyhappened.com. And it does show that at least in the country western music area, there's a lot of social consciousness that's out there that we unfortunately is sadly absent in commercially produced pop music, what passes for pop music here. All righty. Now, over in Russia, the foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov, is saying the U.S. has to take responsibility for the government it installed in Kiev. And so now the pretense that the coup d'etat in Kiev represented the will of the Ukrainian people, that's pretty much discarded at this point. Everybody recognizes that this was a U.S.-backed covert overthrow of yet another government, something like the 57th time the U.S. has pulled this stunt since the end of World War II. And this one blew up in their faces. There are now 10 cities in eastern Ukraine that want to break away from the unelected junta in Kiev. And it's put the U.S. in this very embarrassing position of having to say it's okay for people to occupy government buildings in Kiev because that's an expression of democracy, but the people occupying government buildings in the eastern Ukraine, that's terrorism and must be put down. Now, there's an interesting story, and this came out of ZeroHedge.com, the U.S. to target Putin's personal $40 billion stash. And what the gist of the story is that the U.S., not wishing to further sanctions against Russia because of the backlash of harm that is already hitting Europe and the United States, they're going to go after Putin's personal wealth hidden in Swiss banking accounts. Now, this is a very clever bit of propaganda. I have no doubt that Putin has amassed himself a small personal fortune, as all politicians and leaders do. But I think claiming that it's $40 billion is an effort to demonize him and portray him as somebody who is using his office for personal gain over and above what we see everybody else using their personal office for. So I'm sure that if there were any truth to the story, I'm sure by now Putin's got his wealth out of the Western banking system and back in Russia, however much it is here. There's been another U.S. drone strike, has killed almost 20 people in Yemen. The U.S. position is, don't worry, they were all terrorists and they were all bad and you shouldn't care about them. Meanwhile, reports from the ground is, again, most of them were innocent bystanders. And there is no evidence to support the claim that the intended target was a terrorist or had committed any terrorist attack against the United States of America. Right now, the White House is taking the position they have a right to kill anybody that someday down the road might become a terrorist, which I think is probably a huge portion of the, you know, all these countries that have been invaded and overthrown by the United States right now. Everybody's a potential terrorist, maybe, in the eyes of the White House, certainly here. Meanwhile, a little footnote to that. Up in Washington State, the Senate just passed their anti-drone bill that puts severe limitations on the use of drones and other extrasensory devices within the state. The vote was 46-1. The bill's already been passed by Washington State's House by a vote of 83-15. So the pushback is beginning against all of this drone stuff. And don't forget, there have been multiple crashes of U.S. military drones in the United States of America. Now, so far, luckily, nobody's actually been killed, but there's been a lot of property damage here. Story over at Russia Today. Report indicates U.S. aligned regimes are preparing for war, which is hardly a surprise. We've been hearing about all this hardware sent over to the Black Sea, U.S. troops to Poland, not as many as Poland wanted, but still U.S. troops, U.S. boots on the ground. And basically pointing out that all of these U.S.-aligned regimes are countries that have already been overthrown by the United States, countries like, or they're aligned with the United States politically. Saudi Arabia, Qatar, Oman, Bahrain, and other states are absolute monarchies. They are not democratic. The U.S. and its allies are not a democratic entity. One only has to look at the absolute epidemic of vote fraud in U.S. national elections to understand. We're not a democracy. Had a report from Princeton and one other university about a week ago saying that, yes, absolutely, the United States has become a fascist oligarchy where the wealthy are controlling everything and elections and campaigns are just theater to convince the American people they still have some influence over their lives, and you don't. Now, a cautionary note before we get any further into this war. And this is something I have been saying for a long, long time, and we're now getting confirmation from other sources. This is from 12160. And right now, the United States has no defense against the current Russian nuclear missiles. Because this entire ballistic missile defense system that the United States has spent trillions and trillions of tax dollars on is based on the idea that an incoming warhead will be following a predictable ballistic track. And the latest generation of Russian reentry vehicles are maneuverable. They dipsy-doodle. They weave back and forth. They corkscrew through the sky, which makes a ballistic intercept impossible. And the militaries know this. We've been talking about the horrible record of Iron Dome against those homemade missiles being fired from within Gaza. And the reason they can't hit them is because those missiles are so poorly built. They don't fly straight. they corkscrew and weave through the sky, and that makes it impossible for them to hit. The Chinese have now deployed a hypersonic transatmospheric vehicle, Multimac, as the upper stage on their intercontinental ballistic missiles, and that is going to be impossible for the U.S. systems to hit. If we get into this war, we cannot win it conventionally, and that means it'll go nuclear. And if it goes nuclear, the U.S. is going to lose because their entire defense system is based on that doctrine of a predictable incoming track, and China and Russia both spent far less money than the United States spent on its ballistic missile defense to develop warheads that can evade ballistic prediction. It's all it took to do it. Now, there's a very interesting article over at alethonews.wordpress.com as the light unto the nations, which is a quote from the Torah, which basically says Israel's role is to lead all other nations of the earth. And the context of the article is how many nations, including the United States of America, are allowing Israeli companies and the IDF to train their police force in tactics to train their militaries, places in Afghanistan. And this article points out something that we should keep in mind. Okay, Israel murders a lot of civilians. It's flattened and bombed cities. It's starved millions. It's been committing war crimes on a daily basis for decades. And yet, the IDF hasn't actually won a single war since 1967. So why are these military establishments and all these other countries thinking that these are somebody that ought to be brought in to train their troops? Are you training them to lose? I mean, very effective at repression and crowd control, not so great at winning a war. Now, over the weekend, the New York Times' David Brooks came out on an interview basically saying that Obama has a manhood problem in the Middle East. He's not manly enough. He's not tough enough. Of course, I don't know how David Brooks defines manliness. I guess it's apparently the willingness to send other people's children out to be killed and crippled. But Mr. Brooks, let's see how manly you are. If you think Syria needs to be invaded, here's your rifle. Here's your parachute. We ran out of the desert camo, so here's a bright day-glow orange jumpsuit left over from the CIA's torture centers around the world. Watch your head climbing into that transport plane, and we'll call Assad and tell him you are on your way to kick his butt by yourself. It's very easy for David Brooks to get up there and say, you know, Obama isn't manly enough to deal decisively with the Middle East. But the reality is Obama is probably getting the same advice from his military advisors that we've been saying here. If we get into this new world war, the U.S. may not win it. There's a very real possibility the U.S. will lose both a conventional and a nuclear war. Now, to the bankers who are behind all these wars, they don't care. They make money off of both sides. They loan money to both sides to fight the war. After the war is over, they loan more money to both sides to rebuild from the war. Bankers love wars. They don't care which side wins or loses. That's why you had Brown Brothers Harriman in New York City financing Adolf Hitler's rise to power. The bankers play both ends against the middle. They've been playing the scam on the gullible human race for centuries. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
Financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Woo. Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver. All sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn. Glucosamine chondroitin. Sea cucumber. Colloidal minerals. Superfam and super male plaques. Colon enhancer. Our top selling liquid. Cal Mag vitamin D. MSM sulfur capsules. And elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
Corporations, Wall Street and the banks rule our politicians. They don't deserve our thanks. Then they tell us the banks are too big to fail, when the banksters all need to be in jail.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. A little bit of good news, okay? Over the weekend, a humanitarian aid convoy got through to Gaza. And there was a convoy dubbed Miles of Smiles 26, arrived in the besieged Gaza Strip through the Rafah crossing on Sunday. It's going to stay there for a few days. 30 activists from Arab and European countries are carrying humanitarian aid and medical supplies for the hospitals in Gaza. So they got through the blockade. Now, Israel, of course, could be expected to throw a tantrum, and they did. Israeli forces attacked Palestinian worshippers at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in eastern Jerusalem, which is not supposed to be part of Israel. Remember, when Israel was created, Jerusalem was declared by the United Nations to be an international city, and it was divided in three sectors. a Jewish sector, a Christian sector, and a Muslim sector. And Israel's just trying to been trying to take the whole thing over. And apparently the conflict at Al-Aqsa began when a group of Israeli settlers, along with a Knesset member, entered the holy site. And this triggered a clash with Israeli troops raiding the compound to protect the settlers. They're trying to provoke a reaction. Meanwhile, there is a Knesset candidate, Jeremy Gimple, who is publicly out there speaking that it's time to bomb the Al-Aqsa Mosque and the Dome of the Rock in order to make way for the Jewish Temple. And this is another attempt to provoke a response from the Muslims that Israel can then cite as justification for more aggressions and racism and religious discrimination, which is really what it is, because there's no single Jewish race. They're converts from all over the place. The Ashkenazi are converted Khazars. The Sephardic are descended from the actual Hebrews and Berbers. Obviously, the Jews coming up from Ethiopia and Yemenite are not descended from the Hebrews. It's not a racial discrimination. It's religious discrimination. And I want to remind everybody that the reason the founding fathers of the United States of America forbade the federal government from passing any law respecting any institution of religion was to put all religions on an equal footing, to deny civil authority to any religion, in order that all religions were safe to be practiced and adhered to. Because history has shown, whenever one religion seizes civil power, the first thing they do is they crush out all the other religions, whether it's Israel, whether it's the Roman Catholic Church during the Inquisition. The founding fathers knew of that history, that allowing religious leaders to have civil power was a recipe for disaster, for oppression, for tortures, for burnings at the stake. And that's why the First Amendment says Congress shall make no law respecting an institution of religion. There is no official religion in the United States of America. But Israel's whole political point is it is a Jewish state, which is a license to discriminate against other religions, including Christianity. This last Easter, apparently Israel was blocking access to all of the Christian holy sites, citing security, so forth and so on. Now, over in the Palestinian Authority President Abbas, we've got a bunch of Abbases all over the place. This is Mahmoud Abbas. He is now saying that if the current peace talks fail, Abbas will dissolve the Palestinian Authority and disband all Palestinian security forces operating in the West Bank. Now, this may come across as a bit of a tantrum, but it's actually a very, very clever move, because if the Palestinian Authority is dissolved, that leaves Hamas as the de facto government of all Palestine. And that, of course, is something Israel doesn't want to happen. Israel has always worked to have at least two competing political groups in Palestine so they can say, we can't have peace talks. We don't know who's in charge. So it's a credible threat. Will it work? No. But it was a nice try by Abbas. Syria is now starting the formal registration of presidential candidates for the upcoming elections. And this is one of the reasons why we're seeing the U.S. try and accelerate getting into Syria militarily. They're once again out there screaming that Assad has gassed his own people. This is the third time they've tried that lie. And it's not getting any more traction this time than it did the last two times. But if Syria holds their elections and Assad is reelected, that completely undermines the U.S. rationale for going into Syria. We're saving those people from a cruel, evil tyrant. As a matter of fact, if you think about it, regardless of who wins the election, even if one of Abbas' opponents wins, that basically destroys that whole save the people from a cruel tyrant, because that cruel tyrant is now gone, and we've got a new president in Syria, and, you know, common sense says we back off and wait and see how life improves for the Syrian people. That, of course, is not the real reason the U.S. wants to go into Syria. They want Syria's oil to be sold only for U.S. dollars, on the global market. And Syria is the final stepping stone before the invasion of Iran. Now, apparently over the weekend, French President Francois Hollande said that France has indications that the Syrian regime of President Bashar Assad is still using chemical weapons, but they admitted they didn't have any proof. And so this is kind of a weird situation. He was being interviewed with the Europe One radio station, and he basically came out there and said he supports this recent claim by the hired mercenaries that Assad is gassing his own people. We don't have any proof. I guess he just looked in his crystal ball, or he got out his Ouija board, or he called Miss Cleo for confirmation. But they're still out there trying to sell this one. But even Holland is qualifying what he's saying because of the previous embarrassments and humiliations. All right, we're going to take a phone call. Art off the grid. Aloha, Art. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How's it going? Originally, I was going to call in about the Kelly Ranch there, but you mentioned First Amendment that speaks about not respecting of any one particular religion and why the founders put that in there. And, you know, I have to give you credit. You know, I don't always agree with you on everything. And, you know, we shared emails where we kind of went back and forth at each other. But on this issue, I got to give you credit because you stand your ground firmly and you always make great points. And one thing I've noticed, and I've noticed this with a lot of callers lately, and a lot of the hosts here on RBN, it's like this constant Bible study all the time, constantly thumping. And it's, you know, and I see this as being a real issue because even here, now I'm a micro broadcaster, I rebroadcast. And even a lot of my Christian listeners have expressed to me how they get so sick and tired of this constant Bible thumping on the radio. And it's like, and they've said it seems almost like this Christian movement is trying to make this whole thing about them. And if you don't convert, then, you know, you're whatever part of the problem or whatever. And I keep trying to get people to understand, look, we've got to put all of this to the side. Stop thumping our Bibles. Stop thumping our Qurans. Just look at the issues. Look at who's responsible. Leave our dang religions out of this. Because as long as you keep promoting your religion, you're turning the stomachs of a lot of people, atheists, agnostics, other religions, you're turning their stomachs, and they're not wanting to side with you. And I don't know what it's going to take to get these people to understand this.
Well, I think more and more of them are understanding it because polls are consistently showing a growing trend in America of people who don't identify as having any religion. And I think it's up to something like between 30% and 40%, and it's gone up more than 10% just in the last 5 years. And I think that's a combination of the corruption and child molestation scandals in the clergy. And I think it's also because so many religious leaders, not all of them, but so many of them are using their pulpit to support the government's war agenda. And that's just turning people off. Art, got to let you go. Got to take time for our top of the hour blurb, and we will be right back.